Belly as hell.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Last hour we talked with Field Yates from ESPN. All the NFL coaching changes. A couple of hires today. Still a little cloudiness as to what's going on in Jacksonville. If you missed the segment, you could tune in. His brand new baby daughter, 6 days old, made her radio debut on our show. You go back to our website, ESPNSWFL.com. Later on today, best of podcasts. Don't forget, you can listen live on our app anywhere you go, and it's free if you want to download at ESPN Southwest Florida. And check us out, ESPN Southwest Florida on Facebook. Pete and I left you a little video there earlier today, behind the scenes. Go check it out. Share it, like it, all that good stuff. Spread the word. All right, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776 is the number. It is my wedding anniversary today.
Right, happy anniversary.
Thank you, thank you. So, Wikipedia, we're going to do famous marriages. That'll be fun. Trying to avoid controversy there as well.
I don't even have to look. I don't have to hear it. I know there's going to be controversy.
I think we're safe. We're very safe.
I think never felt more strongly.
Well,
about a topic that I know is going to be controversial.
I think you're trying to create a self-fulfilling prophecy.
No,
I think it's just fine.
No.
It's just fine the way it is. Anyway.
Very rarely is it fine the way it is.
In fact, I will say this. This year, 2022, I don't think we've had a single controversial moment.
Oh, my God. It started at the first one.
Yeah, your first one was bad.
There's like three
what
things
happened?
Wrong.
What was
it? Yeah, hold on.
Chris, you've got the memory of the elephant.
No, he had like three.
There was
at least three in the first one.
Yeah, it was a bad start.
Yeah.
I think you guys are making it up.
That whole first week, it's like you were back in person.
Right? All right, fine. It is time now at 7 minutes past the hour. Boy, we've been toeing the line today. It's time now for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
Ben Roethlisberger announced his official retirement this morning after 18 seasons in the NFL, all with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Two NFL head coaching hires made official today. Bears hire Colts defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus. Broncos hire Packers offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett. We really don't know what's going on in Jacksonville.
Right.
We'll clear all that up. Ian Rappaport is reporting the Dolphins have scheduled follow-up interviews with Brian Daboll, Mike McDaniel, and Kellen Moore. A decision is not expected this week, according to the report.
Here's one decision you can be sure of. If you are heading up to the Northeast anytime, you better be leaving by 7 o'clock tonight. If you're leaving tomorrow anytime after 10 and into the – you got no shot. You have no shot.
Yeah, lots of
snow. 1 to 2 feet of snow through most of New England. You got no shot. So if you're going, you better go tonight. Wow. Otherwise,
we're going to have frost on Sunday and Monday morning.
For sure.
Sunday morning, 30. Now it's up to 37 degrees.
I thought it was going to be 34.
Now it's,
I just saw 34.
Yeah, I saw 34 for some parts.
What's a wind chill?
Oh.
Because you know it's going to be feel like it's
no,
be,
I don't
31,
think it's
31, 30.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If there's any breeze at all coming off the Gulf, it's going to feel like less than
freezing. Oh, it's going to cut.
Playing golf,
cut right through you.
Yeah. Playing golf Saturday. The high Saturday is only like 64, but I'm playing late afternoon. I'm playing mid afternoon, 12:30, which
that'll
is
be beautiful.
Late for me. Yeah,
that'll be beautiful.
That'll
nice
be the best. That'll be the best time.
Got three kids' birthday parties to do this weekend.
Oh, you know what? This right. Like January,
yeah,
February, your
busy
schedule gets like all you and your people all had babies at the same time.
It's busy.
You
got
to go. Yeah, in fact, I remember there's a weekend in February, and it's always close to the Super Bowl. You've got like three or four you got to do in one weekend. It's murder.
And my oldest kid starts hockey out at Hertz Arena on Saturday morning.
All right.
Oh,
no, that's cool.
What time's practice now? How old is he? Five?
He turns six next Tuesday. So.
Okay. My first practice at 6 or 7 years old, many of them used to be at 6 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning.
9:30.
What team is he on? Did they give him real names?
So he's in Learn to Hockey right now. You have to pass Learn to Hockey in order to get to the Mini Mites.
Oh, good.
Within the Everblades, and they don't do like teams. My understanding is they kind of give the kids pennies and they cut the ice up into quarters.
Okay.
And play like sideline to sideline. I know that's not what it's called, but sideline to sideline.
Yeah.
And they play 3-on-3 for 30 minutes with 30-minute practice before.
That's a good way to learn the game. Yeah. I like that. That's
I'm
a good way to learn the game.
I'm excited.
And then next year or whenever he gets to, you know, the Squirts, Pee-wees, Bantams, all that stuff. So
yeah, well, he'll be in this for at least a year. So I'm excited. It's the first time he's played a sport where he's really excited about getting out there.
It's smart. You learn how to skate first before, you know, a lot of kids – throwing skates and the hockey stick. And the hockey stick for most of the time is used to balance yourself because you don't have to skate.
He's never skated with a hockey stick, and we've been paying for private lessons for like 3 months now.
Is he spraying ice yet?
Not spraying ice, but, you know, he does the one lesson a week, and then I normally take him out for a free skate on the weekends.
Great. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm
excited. Beer League Hockey says, Chris, at least your kid is cool.
I watched the Beer League Hockey out there.
Yeah,
there was a game finishing up a couple weekends ago, right before open skate. And
you mean the over 40 league?
Oh my gosh, it was
great crazy
to watch. It was great.
I know a lot of people that play. I know a few guys that play in that league, and it gets pretty competitive. Now, you can't check.
No, you don't check.
You're not supposed to.
But it was fun watching those guys. And there are some dudes that are, you know, they're pushing 50 out there skating. And
a lot of them great ex-high school and college players that are playing in that league.
Art the Bills fan says, happy anniversary, Craig. Don't cheap out tonight. I got a 2 dozen roses, and we're going out to Italian dinner. How's that?
Nice.
Not you going to go out for a few drinks afterwards?
Drinks will be with the meal. That's the event. Plus, I got another
about
problem.
Dessert?
I don't know.
What do you mean another problem? Well,
I my car says I got 4 miles of gas left till I'm in.
You didn't fill that up before you came in?
I was trying to get here because we got to be here like first thing this morning. So I threw my whole schedule
1 off.
1 o'clock.
I told him, can you be in at 1 so we can film this video starting tomorrow?
Which you can see on Facebook.
And he goes, well, I don't know why we need 30 minutes to film a video, but yeah, I'll get here at 1.
And I didn't stop and get gas.
Doesn't bother me. I'm here before 1 anyway, usually.
Mikey Womp Womp says, falling iguanas this weekend. So, yes, this is another thing. We get these exotic full-size iguanas that are not natural to this area, and then they don't like it when it gets around 34, 33 degrees. And what they do is they like freeze up, and then they fall out of the trees, but they're unconscious. They're not dead. And falling iguanas is a thing down here. So that's pretty interesting. Watch out for that. Let's see here. Beer League Hockey says, get your asses out there and play. I that time has passed for me.
I'd love to go. I'd love to just – I haven't been on skates since I was 21 years, 33 years.
Yeah.
33 years.
Yeah. Roses and Bedroom Guy suggests I should have hung the roses from the ceiling like he did. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see here. Country sucks. Hi, guys. Thanks for making this stupid Cape Coral construction traffic tolerable. Yeah.
It was a bad accident on the Cape today, too. Yeah. I guess drugs and alcohol were involved. A bad 3-car crash earlier.
Yeah.
Around 2 o'clock.
Anti-Pete guy says, Craig, Papa John's does not count as Italian dinner.
Hey-o!
That's pretty funny. Port Charlotte Joe, my wife's 2-year anniversary is Sunday. She wants to go to the boathouse. I highly recommend going to the boathouse. That'd be great. And happy 2 years. Let's see here. A lot of
Canadian Randy. My dad played beer league hockey until he was 70. My mom finally made him quit.
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, they're Canadian, eh?
That's great.
That's what they do. It's very good. All right, keep the text coming, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Pete Shepard has stumbled upon something.
Yeah, I got something here, the best bar in every college town. I know we've done something like this before.
Yeah, and Applebee's was Tuscaloosa, and I was livid.
It's even worse now.
It's worse now.
It's gotten worse. It's a downgrade.
It's an absolute downgrade.
You want to start with that one?
I thought we were going to get into El Salvador and USA in the World Cup qualifier tonight.
It's supposed to be 30 under 30. That's degrees.
That's coming up at 6:05.
So we're playing that in what, Columbus, and it's under 30 in Ohio?
Craig, kick is 6:30, I think.
No, but we'll start talking about it at 6:05 p.m.
4:15
after the show.
4:15.
Under 30 degrees.
All right, I worked it into the show. I did my job.
There you did.
Grow the game.
There you
All right, yeah, so the best bar in every college town. So they don't serve any alcohol at this place, but you've been downgraded from Applebee's, Alabama has, to Waffle House parking lot.
They're is this that Sooner list?
Big game boomer.
Big game boomer. He doesn't like Alabama, and I've got a problem with it. Yes. You go from Applebee's.
The parking lot at Waffle House?
There is no legitimacy to this list anymore.
I don't know. Well, maybe you bring your own BYOB to Waffle House.
The Houndstooth? Like, there's.
I've been to the Houndstooth.
There's plenty.
Yeah.
No, I went to Indiana, and Craig said this one was okay.
Yeah, that's Kilroy's.
Which is Kilroy's.
Yeah.
Kilroy's on Kirkwood.
Yeah.
Is there another one besides Kirkwood?
Kirkwood's the main.
The street?
The main street. Yeah, that's where all the bars and the hangouts and all the places I really didn't spend a lot of time at, but that's where people go.
Oh.
All the cool kids.
What do you need clarification for somebody that's been there? All right, Wisconsin, it says the Red Rock Saloon.
I bet Kathleen's been there.
Yeah.
I bet Madison has some kick-ass bars.
Oh, Wisconsin's got some. I know Milwaukee does. I've only been to Milwaukee, and they have a lot of kick-ass bars there.
That's by far my favorite school in the Big Ten.
Oh, Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
Camp Randall.
The jump around, it's just there's always something about that school that's enticed me.
It's close to the Fansville that we see in the commercial, like the perfect college town,
and
right?
I'm sure Madison's a great place to grow up.
Yeah.
Miami just says the bar.
What the hell does that mean?
No, it's probably the name of a place. I've seen other places have that. The bar, capital B-A-R.
Huh. Is that anywhere by South Beach or no?
I don't know.
Well, okay.
I don't know if it's a Coral Gables bar or it's a South Beach bar or whatever.
The bar, it's in Coral Gables.
Okay.
So that's probably something. Why. Now it has 3.5 stars on, well, I guess I'm on Bing, not Google, but it's got 3.5 stars.
Okay.
Closes at 3 a.m., though, so that's awesome.
That's good.
Love
that.
Okay. Gotta love that.
Nothing good after 2 a.m. ever happens. That's my rule of thumb.
Especially in Miami.
In fact, I could downgrade that nothing after midnight.
Well, you would.
Yeah.
I would.
Like, I'm tucked in bed going to sleep at midnight.
I'll tell you what, that's nothing like being in a bar, though, and the sun's coming up.
I've never experienced that.
It's a feeling.
Oh, I have.
Really?
It's a feeling.
Does it mess with you?
Oh, man. 2001 Super Bowl in New Orleans. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I walked out of a casino at sunrise.
That's where I was. I was up.
Yeah, and I had a
hell of a night. Met some girl. Oh my God, it was unbelievable.
I actually went and hit. They had a an IV truck outside.
You tell me about that.
Yeah,
our table. You know when you're at a blackjack table and everybody's winning. Like it's just one. We were
the
all
best
together.
Feeling in a casino.
Didn't know anybody. By the end of the night, we're all best friends. There were seven. You know, like whatever. Six of us. Seven of us. And everybody was winning. They were sending over. They were trying to get us to pay. They kept sending over. You get free booze anyway. But they were sending over some high end champagne. Every few minutes, like get out, and then all of a sudden, you look out, or you get up to go to the bathroom, and you see
one window.
You can see. I'm like, oh my God, I gotta get to work.
Crazy. 90-day warning is texted in. The University of Wisconsin is normally ranked number one as the top party college in the country.
Yeah.
I like all their athletics too, and I've always liked Wisconsin.
Some of these other names, let's see.
Flemman says Iowa's is the wave, best thing in college football. I don't know.
Iowa says a sports column.
The sports column.
Sports column.
Okay.
Iowa State, AJ's Ultra Lounge.
All right.
Kansas, Bullwinkle's Bar.
Yeah.
Why do I think I've seen that place on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives? But it sounds familiar. Kentucky, Paddock Bar. I've heard of that too.
Hmm.
What else? Cincinnati, Ladder 19. Trying to think of some fans that we have around.
The sports column closes at 10 o'clock.
That's
really?
That's unacceptable.
Is it in Naples?
In Iowa, yeah.
Wow. Marilyn Mike says, Pete sounds like the type of guy that can go anywhere, not know anyone, and by the end of the night, knows everybody. I concur.
Yes.
And he'll know their names and remember them the next day. Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, especially the servers.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I love meeting new people. Let's see. Cincinnati, I said Ladder 19. Okay.
Get some chili.
Boston College Last Drop.
Please, that's not chili that they serve in Cincinnati.
It's soup.
Yes.
I like a little substance
Thank
to my
you.
Chili.
I know, there's good Absolutely. Chili in Milwaukee. I had good chili in Milwaukee. I know that.
Good chili weekend coming up, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, a 34-degree
yeah.
weather?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. yeah.
I'm actually thinking about making French onion soup for dinner on Sunday
comfort
night.
Comfort food? Yeah, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Michigan, scorekeepers. You know, we got a lot of Michigan people here. Scorekeepers, does that ring a bell?
Oh, did Urban Meyer's place make the list in Columbus,
no,
Ohio?
No, Ohio State says Ugly Tuna Saluna. Is that a place? Ugly Tuna and then Saluna, like saloon, but yeah. an A at the end. That sounds like a funky place. The Ugly Tuna Saluna.
Closes at 2 a.m., so solid spot.
So when you're done,
What's
at
the menu like?
When you're done at Urban's place, you move over to the tuna.
Ugly Tuna Saluda, number one bar.
Oh, this is cool. They put Swedish fish in some different drinks. Yeah. Looks like they got a lot of different fruity cocktails going on.
All right.
Cool.
Big bar space, lots of people. Looks like a solid place.
Notre Dame, the Brothers Bar and Grill. Hmm. I've been to South Bend. I never went to a bar. Been to South Bend once, only kind of in and out.
Yeah.
But the Brothers Bar and Grill, Notre Dame fans, how's that? Is that legit?
Can't remember where I ate when I did a basketball game there. Yeah, can't remember.
North Carolina, Chris, Top of the Hill.
Yes.
Top of the Hill to you.
I've never drank there, but I have been there to eat a few times, and I could see where that place, when it's packed, would be a very cool hangout.
I don't remember Chapel Hill being hilly. Remember being flat with a lot of trees.
It's not flat. It's very hilly.
I don't remember.
I mean,
I've been there, but I don't
it's
remember.
It's hilly.
It's a beautiful campus.
Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah.
Wish I could have gotten in there.
Utah, the Quarters Arcade Bar.
Do they have FGCU?
They don't sell football.
Oh, Power
well,
5.
Well, Tattoo Guy just said the bar is the Tiki Hut for Florida Gulf Coast.
Okay. All right.
There's a few.
Yeah.
There's a few, and I've been to all of those.
Yeah.
Every one.
I think I've been to Tiki Hut. This is so many. NC State Players Retreat. What's another good one?
Oh, Display Seahawks fan says Gonzaga's is Jack and Dan's. It's owned by the Stockton family. Stockton has had his season tickets removed by Gonzaga, suspended, if you will. Because he's an anti-masker, and they don't like that there. So he said, fine, I will not be attending any games,
well,
and we'll repair our relationship later.
He did not say that. The school told him, you will not be attending any more games.
He wasn't pumped about it.
Kathleen said, did I miss Wisconsin? Yeah, Wisconsin is the Red Rock Saloon.
Yeah, tell us about that, Kathleen.
Is that right in Madison? Must
I know
be.
You've been there.
I don't. Sounds like a good Wisconsin bar.
The Red
bar.
Rock Saloon?
Purdue, Craig. Harry's Chocolate Shop?
For beer?
We've done that before.
Harry's Chocolate Shop?
We've done that before.
Purdue, yeah.
Yes, and the Purdue people defended it.
Yeah. Maybe that's just the name. Well, maybe it's a chocolate shop attached to a bar.
Do they not understand the concept of a bar? Probably not.
Oh, stop it.
Well, you don't go to a chocolate.
You've been to Purdue.
You don't go to a candy store for beer.
The chocolate bar?
Yeah.
Harry's Chocolate Shop. Purdue
oh,
people.
Oh, Harry's. Okay.
Harry's Chocolate Shop.
Yeah, I mean, when you type in Harry's Choco, Harry's Chocolate Shop is the first hit.
Really?
It's the first hit, yeah.
Marilyn Mike says, hey, Chris, did you already answer this? When you were in Chapel Hill, did you have that big bacon sandwich? I know they have a big sandwich share something
no.
famous store.
No, I didn't.
Like a pound of bacon on a BLT.
No, there's my cousin. I would go up there when my cousin was at the school, and there was some bar. I don't even know what it was called, but you like had to walk down two flights of stairs underground.
Ah, shaky.
No windows. Had a little smell in the air, a little tinge of a good time, and that's where we would always go.
All right, Florida Gator fans, you wanted it, you got it. Salty Dog Saloon. Gainesville, does that ring a bell? Salty
yes.
Dog Saloon?
Yes.
And Florida State, Ken's Tavern.
Oh, Purdue 24 Titles guy has checked in. The chocolate bar founded during Prohibition. It's been around for a minute.
Oh, so they had to call it it's like chocolate with air quotes.
Well, that means beer.
Yeah.
I want to know what that menu's like.
Code word for beer. Kathleen has literally never heard of Red Rock
Saloon. Red Rock
Saloon. Never heard of it. So therefore, it doesn't exist.
Oh, it looks like a blast.
The chocolate bar?
The chocolate shop.
Really?
Looks like an absolute blast.
All right, for Vanderbilt, this has to be a joke. Has to be. We're not there with Waffle House parking lot for Alabama. Next to Vanderbilt, it says Loser's Bar.
Well, probably.
That's not nice.
That's a real place.
All right, controversy. Controversy.
What?
Kathleen says this Red Boots Bar, whatever.
Red Rock Saloon. Red,
yeah, I was close. Is in Milwaukee. It's not technically Camp Randall.
It says right here, Red Rock Saloon is downtown Madison's home for award-winning barbecue and country music.
I'm gonna go with Kathleen over you two. Let me just
Hasn't been to this one.
The website is www.redrockmadison.com.
Well, that's a strike against Kathleen then. I went with her and I may have gotten burned. I don't know.
Mr. Bubbles says Balls is the only bar in Gainesville. Is that a place? Not the Salty Dog Saloon?
Oh.
Balls? Is there Balls in Gainesville?
I don't know.
Sure that sound familiar, Chris?
I don't know of Balls in Gainesville.
I don't. Balls?
Rutgers has Huey's Nightclub, although it's K-N-I-G-H-T.
Balls? Yeah.
Yeah?
It's off of University Ave, which I feel like there's one of those in every college town.
Yeah, that's got to be right around the corner.
Does not open until 6 o'clock tonight.
What?
Yeah, so this is a drinking location.
No need to open before 6.
It's called Balls please. Bookstore.
Yeah.
And, there it is. Huh. There you have it.
Wow.
And their last post was September 17th of 2021 when Clay Travis was going to be there.
Oh.
Aussie Mark says Balls and Salty are next door to each other.
There you go.
Salty Dog
just,
Saloon.
The inside joke just went right over your head.
No.
Yeah. I think so.
It sounds like they'd be next door to each other.
I think he's making a joke.
Minnesota, Stubbs and Herbs. Stubbs and Herbs?
I don't know.
What else we got?
It's not a joke. Oh. Salty Dog Saloon, also on University Ave.
See?
Display Seahawks fan wants Kathleen asking Kathleen about the church key. What's the church key up there in Madison? Need to know about that.
Don't know. UCF Night Library?
Is that what? There are churches in Madison. I heard this the other day. Where did I hear it?
What, you need a private key because a private club to get in?
Was it Barstool? No, there are these churches in Madison that they give out weed as like communion.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't checked the validity of the story.
Yeah,
but I did hear it somewhere. Like that's not out of left field.
Probably won't find
the body. The body of hippies.
Yeah, I don't know
the
what
body
it,
of hippies.
The hair. I don't know what. I don't know what it is. But yes, I heard that.
Crazy.
Oh, my God. Tennessee's bar, Cool Beans.
Cool Beans.
Cool Beans.
I like that name.
South Carolina, Jake's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Church Key Bar and Grill.
Okay. All right.
3 stars.
And Mr. Bubbles with a picture of Balls.
All right. So it's a legit thing. How about that? All right.
All right.
See if people will text in some more. In the meantime, I'm going to let you know how to save some money and get great insurance. You call my friend Damon Brist at Farmers Insurance here in Southwest Florida. He's a local guy right here, one of the fastest growing agents in the entire country. But he's been here. He opened up shop about 2 years ago, and he is rolling. I switched all my policies there, saving me a boatload of money and also getting me better coverage. Do it with Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance. Insure your home, your flood insurance, your boats, your cars, your motorcycles, your RVs, everything. Do it all. Call him now. He's there right now. It's 4:30. He's not cutting out yet. Give him a jingle. Tell him Craig sent you. Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance. 239-202-2933. 239-202-2933. Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance. Have you switched yet?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thank you.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida, rolling through a Thursday. Coming up at the 5 o'clock hour, we'll talk with Rick Horro, our sports business guru. Last hour, we talked with Field Yates, who's a brand new daddy, by the way, like 6 days ago. That was cool. She made a radio debut on her show, a little squawking. And we're trying to keep up with everything going on in the NFL with the coaching changes. We got Eberflus in Chicago as the head coach. We got the Broncos. They've hired Nathaniel Hackett from the Packers. And there was a report that the Jaguars were signing Byron Leftwich as their head coach until they weren't. Something's going on there.
A couple of other interesting developments here. We had heard about Josh McDaniels to the Raiders, a big-time candidate. Then it faded out. Then now, I guess, Adam Schefter a few minutes ago, Raiders requested today a head coaching interview with Patriots OC Josh McDaniels. I mean, he's now expected to interview with the Raiders. He's considered to be a top candidate. And the Giants have completed their head coaching interview with former Dolphins head coach Brian Flores.
First question was about Deshaun Watson. Flores wants him, and Mara's don't. So I don't know if that was a short interview or not.
You could say won't.
won't.
I don't think that was a question brought up.
Right. You don't think it was brought up?
No.
In the meeting.
Not in the meeting?
Maybe it was brought up.
I think it was brought up.
Like, hey, what if?
And what are you going to do with Danny Dimes? How are you going to fix Danny Dimes? Because does that hurt him? That Tua has not developed to our liking. Now he's going to have to develop Danny Dimes with 1 year left on his deal. I don't know if that helps him at all.
Well, wait a second. Again, that's it happened. Now, I think it's really interesting, too. There's other reports out there. Miami Dolphin finalists are Brian Daboll, Mike McDaniel from the 49ers, and Kellen Moore. Now, how would you feel about Brian Daboll to Miami? Say Florida. That'd be interesting. Daboll comes
to
Miami.
It's your top pick, right, Chris?
Brian Flores, like, you can talk about the issues that, you know, the leaks and all that. Look, the reason he got fired, there was a lack of growth on the offensive side of the ball. It makes perfect sense for the Dolphins to go after an offensive-minded head coach because you need an answer at quarterback. And back to Flores interviewing with the Giants, you asked if Tua's lack of development hurts him. Look at the entire offense. Mm-hmm. I mean, the draft capital that was spent on offensive linemen over the last three off seasons has been, 3 seconds, a first, and a third?
Yeah.
And none of them are clear-cut, like, answers. Now, to be fair to Flores, that might not be on him.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be on it. It might be on Chris Greer, and he drafted the wrong players.
Yeah.
But there was constant turnover on the offensive side of the ball with coaching, the co-offensive coordinators. Brian Flores, he's got questions to answer on that side of the ball. Spectacular defensive mind.
But isn't that what the Giants, what's the strength of their team? Their defense is okay. Now their offense has been a train wreck.
Yeah, well, they also have to get an offensive lineman. They're going to do that's the first thing they're going to
do. But Brian Flores is not the coach that has shown he knows how to get offensive linemen
that's
in the
my
building.
Point. Yeah. I think he's operating at a deficit
unless,
for the Giants
unless
job.
Chris Greer was hamstringing him, and that's the only thing you can say.
And that's it.
And then you don't know.
But how do you say that in a job interview? Well, my GM sucked. That's not going to fly.
Well, you just say, hey, I just coach who I was given. I just, you know, I mix the ingredients together. I don't shop for the groceries.
Yeah, so,
yep.
He's not a perfect candidate. I mean, I think he's a good coach, and maybe he learned from first-time mess-ups.
Good coach. Brooklyn guy, I think he understands. Again, the mentality of being able to coach in that market, which I think he has the mentality. I think he gets it because not everybody can do it. It's different. It is a different place. Northeast is a different place to be coaching football.
He won my respect his first year there when it was, hey, let's lose all of our games and tank for Tua. And he got a team that I think was blown out by 50 points in week one, and they ended up winning 5 games,
more
if my memory's
50.
Correct. Okay.
Yeah.
he squeezed – whatever you want to say, the blood out of the turnip or whatever. He won me over in the first year as a good coach.
But if you're the Maras and it comes down to two guys, it comes down to, let's just say, Brian Daboll, you know, all the connections to Joe Shane, who came from Buffalo, where Daboll's been, makes all the sense in the world. If it comes down to Daboll, no head coaching experience. And right. Flores, I don't know how you sell Flores over Daboll because of what we just talked about.
Yeah,
the
experience count.
I hear you. But, you know, owners get these ideas in their head, and they're not necessarily the good ones. So I agree with you. But if one of these guys, if Marseille is obsessed with Flores, then they're going to get Flores.
Yeah, exactly.
That's you got no chance.
And that's not a bad hire. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if it comes down to, you know, option A, option B, you go with the option that has shown he knows what he's doing on the offensive side of the ball, because Brian Flores has not.
Mm. Okay.
I remember the Raiders also interviewed Patriots executive, personnel executive Dave Ziegler as well. That did happen. That's why the rumors with Josh last week, and for some reason didn't happen. But now they apparently are heating up big time, and Ian Rappaport says this all gets real tomorrow.
Eric says, what are your thoughts on the Colts quarterback moving forward? Getting a high-end quarterback could win that division. Yes, it could. Yes, they must. They cannot have Carson Wentz under center week one next year. They can't. I don't know if they get aggressive for Aaron Rodgers.
You think about, we were talking about him possibly being in the MVP conversation because of the chemistry was going to be so wonderful.
Yeah,
until it wasn't.
I don't think that's the most intriguing quarterback storyline in that division. I don't know how the Titans stay with Ryan Tannehill.
I'm reading a lot that they're not going
to. Hasn't it? It feels like
they need to kick the tires on an upgrade.
They've taken that as far as it can go with Ryan Tannehill.
I think you're right.
Solid regular season
quarterback.
For a while
it was pretty good, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just not, you know, even going out and getting Jameis for Tennessee. Like, I know there's bad that comes with that, but...
Yeah.
Man, you can't load the box against Jameis. He will throw it over the top and do so really accurately.
I'm trying to picture Mike Vrabel with Jameis.
His head would explode.
I don't know. I don't see it. I could be wrong.
He could be the kind of coach that tightens the grip and keeps things conservative. And then when Jameis needs to fire one downfield, like Chris said, he's pretty accurate.
Yeah, Derrick Henry makes it a little easier.
A lot easier.
you allegedly have a couple, at least one receiver. I don't know if he's got two, but he's got one good one over there. So
he's got two good receivers. Stop it.
He's got one good one and one has been. Who's seen the end zone once in 2 years. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Julio.
Well, maybe Jameis can make him better.
I'm not fighting you. I can't argue it anymore.
Six wonderful catches.
If Julio, how good would that be if Jameis comes into Tennessee and Julio Jones scores like 8 touchdowns next year? That looks pretty good on everybody's part, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, it does.
Chicago says Winston to Pittsburgh makes sense. I don't know that it does. I think Pittsburgh gives a good look at Aaron Rodgers. Now, I think that's on Rodgers' short list of where he ends up. Or maybe Russell Wilson. I don't know. It makes my head hurt. We could set all these things up, and at the end of the day, we could have Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, Russell Wilson still in Seattle.
Yeah. Brady in Tampa.
Brady maybe in Tampa. I don't think maybe. Maybe. And then I am curious to see where Jameis would go at that point. Kathleen is upset. We haven't talked about the Vikings. I don't know what they're doing at head coach. They got their GM now. They got the GM. Vikings. I don't know what direction
they're going. That feels like it's not going to be.
It's a teardown.
It's what it feels like.
Then do you trade Kirk Cousins?
I think you trade a lot.
You know what? With the tweak, you could be division champs. Also,
depending what happens,
if Aaron Rodgers leaves.
You're right.
It's wide open. Yeah. Wide open. Adam Schefter just tweeted out the Raiders and McDaniels get a deal done to make him the Vegas HC. A potential OC replacement in New England is something I brought up last week. Would be Bill O'Brien.
Is Mariota a free agent?
Yes.
He's been in Vegas for 2 years now.
I think he is a free agent.
I think he is.
I think he's up for grabs.
That's an interesting name.
As a starter or backup?
No, as a backup, but if you're going to bring in a Jameis Winston type, 1-2 in the same draft. But, you know, if you're going to bring in a guy with high upside, but the floor is really low, that'd be an interesting name to keep an eye on.
Terry Swan said, hey, when I said Aaron Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh, you said I was nuts. What the hell? No, I remember that coming up a few months ago, and I said, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. Did we say
but
that?
But it doesn't feel, I don't know, that fit to me doesn't feel right. Aaron Rodgers to Pittsburgh. I don't know.
Not gritty enough? Too much flash?
I don't know.
How would his act go over in Pittsburgh?
Not well. Not well.
Like
not
AB,
well.
He's very AB-ish among the quarterbacks.
Yeah. Josina Anderson tweeting out, Bills defensive coordinator Leslie Frazier's interview with the Giants is currently scheduled for 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, there we go. It is now time to play Wikipedia. Brought to you by Biggie's Place at Fort Myers off Fowler Street. So the winner gets some food on us from Biggie's Place. Here's what we're going to do. Many things happened on this day in history. But the most important was I got married. So, famous marriages trivia is the topic. There'll be no nonsense or controversy among you two.
Doubtful.
This will be smooth sailing. I have 10 questions.
Just right so here. We know, I Googled that question that I have a problem with, and nothing came up.
Really?
Nothing.
That's my – well, okay.
Yeah, we'll get it's to, yours.
We'll, yeah. I predict at least three controversial points. I just I don't have a good feeling about it.
I can't remember. Some of these questions I made up off the top of my head. Some I
stole.
Oh. No. They're accurate. I looked them. I fact-checked myself, so they're accurate. The ones I did – that particular question I stole from a famous marriages trivia site I found.
Oh, you know what?
What? What?
Hold on.
You're about to back me up and eat
no,
crow.
No, wait, just let's
about
okay,
to eat crow.
Just get the call. Just get the call. I'm
get
looking
call,
it up.
Okay.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, because there's something's not right.
No. Chris is coming to my side. 239-337 ESPN. 239-337-3776. Let's play Wikipedia. Caller number 9, Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. All right, here we go. Chris, what's going on in there?
Sorry, I got a situation at home.
Oh, okay. Everything
no,
okay?
Yeah, everybody's fine. It's just right. My AC went out, and I got to show my wife how to fix it.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Do we have
Sam, I am on air. I got to go. Sorry, guys.
See, this is how marriage works behind the scenes. Today is my 32nd wedding anniversary.
Martini.
Who's on?
Martini.
Martini is on the phone. We're going to do famous marriages trivia. That was funny. Martini, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Martini, how old are you?
I am 53.
Right. Are you currently married?
I am.
How many years?
This one, just one.
Okay, a newlywed.
I love this
a
one.
A newlywed.
Nice.
Congrats.
My mate wife passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Man, that's sorry.
Sorry about that. That's a bummer. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Okay. All right, we're going to do famous marriages trivia here. Let's see how you do. You get to go first. First one to three correct answers is a winner. Your first question, Martini. On July 29, 1981, at St. Paul's Cathedral in London, whose fairy tale wedding was viewed around the world by a TV audience of 750 million people?
Prince Charles and Diana.
That is correct. 1-0, Martini. Pete Shepard.
Yeah.
Speaking of that wedding, what was Lady Di's maiden name?
I don't remember.
Martini, chance to steal. What was Lady Di's maiden name?
Spencer.
That is correct. Good job. 2-0. All right.
I'm surprised you would hate that middle name, Craig, for a woman.
Why?
Spencer.
It's a guy's name.
Because you'd have some ridiculous over-the-top, Anyway, Spencer.
I think you're down 2-0. You're frustrated, and you're just throwing arrows at me. That's what that feels like.
No, a little bit.
All right, Martini for the shutout win, if you could tell me. Question number 3, how many times was Liz Taylor married?
I'm going to say 7.
Close.
I think it's 8.
It was 8. Yeah. However, Chris, six Richard Burton was twice.
No. Well, he got me. How right, many times
eight
was she married,
yeah, eight,
not
eight's
how
the
many husbands?
Answer. 8's the correct answer. All right. Moving on. This is the controversial question, according to Chris. However, I looked it up during the break, and there was a story on it on People Magazine, so I'm sticking with it. Here we go. Pete Shepard.
What?
Which woman holds the record for the largest celebrity engagement ring, which is 35 carats and worth approximately $10 million? I will give you a hint. It is a singer, a female singer. $10 million engagement ring.
$10 million engagement ring.
By the way, they got a divorce and she sold it. So I have two.
How long have they been divorced?
Three years.
Yeah, not super long.
Yeah. I've got two sources on this story, so I'm good. You back me up on it.
Debunk your myths.
All right.
I know this person, right?
Yes. No doubt about it.
Say it again one more time. What was this? Give me this.
I just need a woman's name, an entertainer, a singer. Because she has the record for the largest celebrity engagement ring, which was 35 carats and worth $10 million.
I'm going to take it. I don't even know if it's Rihanna.
Well, it's a good guess. No. Martini, if you could give me the name, you will be a winner. Do you not need to repeat the question?
No, because I have no idea. I'm going to say Jennifer Lopez.
Okay. Good guess. It was Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey was the correct answer.
Jackie Kennedy had a 40-carat larger.
But it wasn't worth 10 mil back in 1960.
No, I get you, but the problem is you use the word celebrity. Is Jackie Kennedy a celebrity?
Yeah.
It's dicey.
All right, back to Martini.
It's dicey.
Martini, you win if you could tell me the answer to this question. How old was Anna Nicole Smith when she married an 89-year-old billionaire, Howard Marshall?
22.
Ooh, good guess. She was
25?
She was 26. Yeah. 26. No longer with us, of course. Neither of them are.
No.
Pete Shepard.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the only president to marry in the White House?
Had this before. Teddy Roosevelt.
No, Martini, chance to steal for the win. Who is the only president to marry in the White House?
Grover Cleveland.
Yes! Yeah. How did you know that? I did not know that. That's pretty good.
Yeah, just
kind of
stuck in my mind, but I figured I'd go.
Yeah.
Well, you did very well. Martini with a 3-0 shutout over Pete Shepard in marriage trivia. All right. Congratulations. And you and your newlywed, enjoy your prize. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Martini, everybody.
I just looked up the 21 shortest celebrity marriages. Is this true? Britney Spears and Jason Alexander, 55 hours?
Yes, and it's not Jason Alexander from Seinfeld. Oh. Different guy.
But yes.
Yeah, she went to Vegas, got married, and then
Nicolas Cage and Erica Koike, 4 days.
Isn't that an annulment, so it doesn't even count?
Well, yeah, pretty much. But still.
They had it wiped out.
Mario Lopez and Ali Landry, 18 days. Jerry Thomas.
Well, they gave it a couple weeks.
That's a long time.
Wow.
How do you do that and so quickly say, yeah, this was a terrible mistake?
Yeah. Well, alcohol, usually.
Yeah, it's right out of The Hangover.
I get it with the 12-hour.
Yeah.
It's the 18-day. Like, you had a 2.5 weeks to go to each other and say, this was a terrible mistake.
You're really getting on my nerves.
You just kept
right?
kicking the can down the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pam Anderson and Kid Rock, 122 days.
Yeah,
that was because
that
she was in a Borat movie, and he was so ticked at her, he divorced her.
Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Esposito, right, 122 days.
I asked the questions around here. All right, what movie star was married to New York Yankee Joe DiMaggio?
Marilyn Monroe.
Very good. What Friends?
A famous playwright was also married to Marilyn Monroe.
What Friends star was married to Brad Pitt?
Jennifer Aniston.
Who did Brad Pitt dump Aniston for and ended up marrying?
Angelina Jolie.
Correct. And what drummer from Motley Crue married Pam Anderson?
I forget his name.
Thank you.
Tommy just
Lee.
Said
Tommy
it.
Lee.
He didn't say it.
I didn't say
he
it.
He says, I can't remember. And you dinged him, and then you buzzed him.
You just said
Okay. No, he didn't.
No, I said she was. She married Kid Rock for 120. I didn't.
My bad. Yeah. I got the wrong rocker in there. By the way, I can't believe that this topic has never come up. Are you guys Team Angelina or Team Jen?
Jen.
I was always Team Jen.
Yeah.
Always.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's Good question though. And yeah, I'm surprised we haven't done that. Extra Pulp says, ah, marriage. Pete's strong suit. Hey, Pete's got a good one now. He's good. He's good.
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations, everybody. We made it through there.
People hurt my feelings.
Was Arthur Miller the playwright?
Yes.
Arthur Miller, yes. Yeah.
The playwriter?
Oh, I think one of Marilyn Monroe's three marriages.
Death of a Salesman.
Yeah. All right, so there we go.
Or she once said, death of a mailman.
Who said that?
Marilyn Monroe. She did. Was quoted one time saying that, yeah.
All right, 5 o'clock hours upon us.
Rick. Tunneled to the Kennedys in the White House, right, John?
What's that?
Monroe?
What?
Marilyn Monroe, didn't she have like a secret tunnel into his
chambers? Oh, everybody did. Yeah, it's a JFK, yeah. And
she was doing all the Kennedys.
And, well, there's that, and then...
Really?
Yeah.
And
it's probably, well,
rumor has it that maybe why she's dead.
Definitely with JFK. Well, she went... She over
RFK, went, JFK.
John and Bobby.
If you had a K in your name...
John and Bobby, no, just those two. And just don't think...
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Definitely okay. John, and the rumors were Bobby afterwards. But
equal opportunist. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
I remember when Peter Lawford said in one of the, you know, his quote is saying to Bobby Kennedy, he goes, yes, she can't. I hear she's overrated. I remember that.
Wow. All right. Rick Horrell coming up. Sheeman and Shepherd, 5 o'clock hour, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.